Central New Yorkers heard what many were hoping for when Governor Cuomo in Syracuse Thursday announced the region can start to reopen the economy. WIER's Chris Bolt reports on what it means and what's next.
Phase one of the reopening process will include manufacturing and construction, slightly easing restrictions on retailers so they can do curbside pickup, and other wholesale and supply businesses. Cuomo says the task falls to local governments to monitor potential increases in the coronavirus once more business is underway.
You know how you increase the level of activity? We're measuring the effect of that activity. You're going to say it's a reopening. People are going to say, hallelujah, run out of their house. They're going to want to get out. They're going to want to do things. Phased reopening does not mean the problem has gone away.
Businesses that want to reopen have to have a plan for worker and customer safety, which local governments will also monitor. The region includes Onondaga, Cayuga, Madison, Cortland, and Oswego counties. Cuomo has continued to lobby for more assistance from Washington. He told lawmakers in a letter more help is needed for businesses as long as it helps employees.
Any corporation that gets money from the government, from the people, should hire back the same number of workers. If you want to lay off workers, don't expect the taxpayer to subsidize you laying off workers. And it is a moment in our modern history where we can get out of this partisan gridlock, hyper-political moment. Now is the time.
He's also looking for a repeal of the tax law that got rid of the exemption on state and local property taxes called the SALT exemption.
And ironically, the states that were most hurt by SALT are the states that have the most pain from the COVID virus. So repealing SALT actually is, in my opinion, the best thing you can do to help the states that are now battling the COVID virus.
There are some lessons to be learned. Cuomo says New York can help with one of those lessons, the unconscionable lack of medical and protective equipment.
Let us start manufacturing here in this country, in this state, masks and gowns and drugs and the ventilators and the tests we need. But we should never again as a nation have to scramble the way we scrambled. We are now aggressively courting businesses, incentivizing businesses to manufacture medical equipment here in this state.
Whatever progress is indicated by the phased reopening and reduced infections, Cuomo cautioned that the virus has beaten and surprised us at every turn. Facts about it, antibodies and immunity, children being unaffected, and how we get infected have all changed over time. So, he warns, don't underestimate the virus as society starts to open up again. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For more information on which businesses can start to reopen, what will be required of them, and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.